It's Thursday, the 21st of January 2016, and I'm in Utrecht for the second day. I had dinner with colleagues from the Scientific Committee of the European Academy of Nursing Sciences last night, and then went for a drink with Julie Taylor, the chair of the Scientific Committee, and her partner, Carolyn Bradbury-Jones. Probably drank a little bit too much. I got back very late, but nevertheless, I got up this morning to go for a run, and which I did. Looked out the window, and Utrecht is just covered in fog. Could hardly see across the road, and it was quite difficult to find somewhere to run. I mostly had to walk for about half a mile till I found somewhere to run. I ran round a square a few times, and then found a nice long road. So I ended up doing about 4 miles, but it's really, really cold, and wasn't the best run I've ever had. So I've just been updating my PowerPoints for the keynote this afternoon at the conference. I found a reference I was desperately trying to find to put into it, just found it at the last minute, so I managed to put that in. The talk, which I will record, is about publications sans frontières, meaning publications without frontiers, trying to go beyond the normal process of publication and into using social media to promote your work. So we'll see how that goes down. I can imagine it'll go down well with some people and not with others. And then tonight there's a conference dinner, and I haven't really made my mind up whether or not I'm going to stay for the conference tomorrow. I don't have to be at Schiphol Airport all that early, but and I don't know what time I check out here, but I want to maximise the amount of time I've got to do some work. So I may just work here for a while tomorrow morning and then disappear to Amsterdam without reappearing at the conference. We shall see. So now it's time to go and register, have some lunch, and attend the conference. My keynote address is at 4:30 until 5:15, and then dinner's at 6:30.
Because then there will be dinner. It is my absolute pleasure to introduce this afternoon's keynote speaker. I'm sure he doesn't really need introduction, but this is Professor Roger Watson, who is professor at the University of Hull in a corner of England that nobody really goes through.
Dutch people come through from Humberside Airport.
Of course they do. But Roger is also the editor-in-chief of the Journal of Advanced Nursing. And we've asked him today to talk to us about how some of those gaps can be bridged. I have asked him to be controversial and thought-provoking. And he doesn't ever need to try to do that. So, Roger, thank you.
Thank you very much. Thank you. Well, can we see that? Good. Well, Dave Richards has rather stolen my thunder on the controversial front. I don't think I can match that. And it's not every day you hear the word horseshit in an academic community. Excuse me, but Dave's word, not mine. And I was going to retitle this talk, How to Project Horseshit, but never mind. But that's what I'm talking about, is projecting your publications. Come in. So, Julie asked me to talk about, I've given the talk, Leaving the Comfort Zone, Publications Without Frontiers, Sans Frontières. And what I'm talking about really is trying to go beyond the normal bounds of publication, which we're all struggling with. It's a hard enough struggle to get into publication when you've got people like me rejecting 80% of the papers that come into us. I know that. But once you get published, you know, what do we do then? There's a great deal that we can do to project our work and get our work read, get our work cited, and so forth. On the assumption that at least some of what we publish is quite good. Not all of it falls into Dave's description of some of the research that we do. Please come in. So I'm going to take my jacket off. Is that okay, Julie? It's very warm. Yeah, it's the hot air down at this end of the here. Right. All I've got to say, I'm happy. happy to take a few questions if you want about this or any aspect of the publishing industry. But that's all, folks. That's my email if people want to abuse me afterwards. That's my Twitter handle, Journal of Advanced Nursing, with 13,000 followers. Nursing Open, the other journal I edit, we're struggling to get up to about 1,000 followers. It just shows you how different journals are much more popular, and my orchid number of people want to find out what I do by way of research. So thanks very much, and I'm happy to take any questions. So, yeah. Cool. I'm assuming we've got, a couple of minutes? Yeah.
That's the first day of the EANS, European Academy in Nursing Sciences Conference, over in Utrecht. I've just come back from dinner at the, I think it was called the Grand Hotel. A very fine place, and we were in a very historic room at the back. Fairly, I have to say, underwhelmed with the actual dinner. I'm not being ungenerous, because we had to pay for it, and but anyway, it was good company. Met lots of people and caught up with a few people who I've not seen for a while, and I've decided definitely I'm not going back in tomorrow. I've really got too much to do, so I'll take advantage of the checkout time in the hotel, work here in the morning. Got some marking to do for Hull, for my, as it were, my day job. And then go to the airport around lunchtime and fly back to the UK.